You know, you had a lot of young players who blossomed down the stretch of the 2015 season. Yep. Jalen Strong, since we're on the wide receiver position, is certainly one of them. And that bodes well for his future going
into
year two.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Jalen did a good job. You know, Mumphrey had a little bit of an up and down, but, I mean, he was a guy that on special teams came up big for us at times, and he'll get better, you know, so we're happy with him.
But let me ask you this about Mumphrey for a moment. When you have a rookie like that, you put a lot on his plate, right? Yeah. He learned the offense pretty quickly or whatever he knew, and then the special teams. That's tough on a young guy. Not to excuse him, but there's a developmental process there, right? Year two should be a lot better for him.
That's right, yeah, and he's a hard-working, good kid, and so is Jalen, and they'll really work hard to get better during this off season. But yeah, we did. We put a lot on Mumph's plate because he also had to learn all the positions. He was kind of the fourth, sometimes fifth receiver that had to know all the positions. If somebody went down, he had to go in. So yeah, we did. But he was able to handle it pretty well.
Obi, earlier this summer at SEC Media Days, and we were talking to Dan Mullen, and we asked him about Bernardrick McKinney, one of those young players, and it's sort of middle of the year when he went in there as you're starting inside linebacker next to Cush, it really felt like, okay, could see this thing kind of coming together. And one of the things that he said was he's going to give you everything he's got every single play from Sunday through Sunday. He doesn't take a day off. He's always there. Did you see that from him this year? And what did he mean to that defense when he was put there next to Cushing?
Yeah, he's a great kid. I mean, he is all football. I mean, he's what you're looking for in a linebacker. I mean, he's a guy that really wants to be good, and that's you know, one thing, you know, I want with this team is, you know, I just want a bunch of guys that love and have a passion for the game. I think you can win with guys like that, and he's one of those guys. And he got better as the year went on. I remember the first game where he was just in there, and you know, his eyes were wide open, and it was a different ball game than college. And you know, give him a lot of credit, give our veteran players like Cush a lot of credit for working with him. And he improved throughout the whole year to where at the end I thought he was playing really good football. Those guys are really well coached, Johnny. You know, Vrabel does a good job of coaching those guys. And you know, I think that Kevin Johnson's a tough guy. I think he came in here really mature, understanding that now this was a different level of football. He's one of the more mature rookies I've ever been around, and I think the sky's the limit for him.
What's the next step for Kendall Lamb? Because he got a lot of valuable snaps as that extra guy, and Derek Newton did that also once upon a time for this team, so that might bode well for him taking on a bigger role at some point.
Absolutely. I mean, he's another guy, you know, undrafted guy that we brought in here. I think Mike Devlin was instrumental in finding him with the scouting staff, and, you know, he's tough. He's another guy where he's got a lot of room for improvement. He knows what he needs to do to get better athletically, you know, strength-wise, all those things. But, you know, we like him. He did a lot of good things for us. He's a tough guy. That's what I like.
Obi, year one to year two rookies. I mean, those guys go from end of the season, they go to Arizona where to prepare, then it's combine, pro day. I mean, it's a whirlwind.
It's
the
ridiculous.
Season's over.
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing those guys now have to do going from year one to year two?
It's a big deal, Johnny. Those second-year players, if you look at the history of a lot of second-year players in this league, it hasn't been great. And so their off-season, they have to understand how important their off-season has to be. They've got to come back here in great shape. We can't have to reteach them the system. They've got to watch tape on their own. You know, these guys, you know, they got 3 months off right now. So, you know, it's like I said earlier, they've got to take a couple weeks, reconnect with family, you know, rest up, get healed up. That's important. I'm not saying to go right to work tomorrow, but you know, to me, that's going to be one of my messages to the team here is to, you know, understand where you're at and where you need to get to, and don't take too much time off.
That's a great point. Right after college, it is 24/7 for them through the draft and through OTAs.
They're getting ready for a beauty contest.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing shuttle runs and 40-yard dashes and bench presses and things that have nothing to do with playing a game of football.
Right.
What they have to do with is like having a good combine 40 or, you know, to me, now they've got an off season where they say, okay, I know what I need to get better at. Now I can really concentrate at getting better at football, not how I look in my underwear.